all united, not Church of Christ. So that's United Church of Christ.
Yeah. And the disciples.
Oh, are you Amish?
I am not.
Oh, but I thought you just said Amish. No.
Disciples of
Christ. Yeah, that's a man-made religion that came along in the 1800s. They lie and teach water baptism. There were men that had the Holy Spirit before they were water baptized. So they teach. I actually have on my teaching blog, I actually have an article on water baptism does not save you. I teach water baptism. It's part of obedience, but it's not efficacious. It doesn't have saving power like your church teaches. That's actually a lie and a heresy.
Well, we try to bring the kingdom of God to this earth.
But you can't do it unless you're in spirit and truth. And so you can't do it in lies, and that's one lie. You guys keep Christmas and Easter and Good Friday. There's another lie. Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. You can't get that from Friday morning to Sunday morning. Friday night to Sunday morning.
I believe, brother, in the Beatitudes. Beatitudes, to me, are the central teachings of Christ.
Well, right, but you know what? You can't love God if you worship in spirit and if you don't worship in spirit and truth, then you worship in lies. Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain for the keeping of man-made traditions. The United Church of Christ is a man-made tradition. You got to repent to come out of that. And if you're born again...
So what are you...
Hold on. If you're born again by the gospel, faith in Jesus shed blood, repent, come out of the world and all the false religious systems like the United Church of Christ. I had to come out of the evangelicals. My wife had to come out of the Lutherans. And then you'd be born again. And if you're born again from above, the fruit that you're born again, I just read Matthew 7, where he talks about the fruit, is your life is desiring to obey the scriptures, test all things. You don't keep man-made religion. Your allegiance is not to United Church of Christ or any religious system. Your allegiance, if you're born again, is to who? Jesus. And if Jesus is the truth, how can you keep any lies? Holiness and obedience will mark your life. You'll get rid of Christmas and Easter, and then you must endure to the end. That's the gospel. And if you say you're born again by that gospel, it's the only gospel to eternal life, you have to come out of every false way, or you keep willful sin and you won't be forgiven, sir.
Yeah, that's your belief.
That's what the Bible says. Hebrews 10:26 says, if you keep willful sin, you have no sacrifice.
Just remember that the Bible itself was written by men.
You don't even believe the Word of God is true? United Church of Christ doesn't believe the Word of God is true?
In my church, we're not freedom, so we have the right to interpret the Bible.
Interpret it.
Interpret.
What does this mean? If thou willfully sin, there remains no sacrifice for your sins, but a fiery judgment that will destroy the adversaries. Can you interpret that for me? That's Hebrews 10:26.
Yeah, I know. It's all
if like you
that.
Willfully sin, how do you interpret that?
And who wrote that?
Paul. I believe Paul did, and Paul was Holy Spirit inspired.
Inspired, but
how about Jesus said? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Follow means obey. Jesus said, you are my friend if you keep my commandments in John 15. Can you interpret that one for me?
I try to keep the Beatitudes.
Well, you got to keep all the Word of God. Jesus said, we live by every word, Matthew 4:4. Test yourself, sir. You need to come out of that false religion. We love you. Test yourself and seek the kingdom of God.